Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Good morning, everybody.
There it is.
Happy Tuesday. Who stayed up for all 18 innings of Dodgers Blue Jays?
Thanks, I hate it.
If you said yes, I've got to imagine you're just waking up now.
No, I'm sitting right here.
Long game.
Long game.
Long game.
Long game. Unfortunate result.
Unfortunate result. Freddie Freeman, walk-off home run. He's now got that moment in a World Series in two straight years. Unbelievable.
Friday
18
was,
innings, though, for a World Series game.
Friday was so cool.
That is so good, though.
And now, unfortunately, it's already 2-1.
It's 2-1. They play again later tonight after finishing up earlier this morning. Game number 4, Dodgers, Blue Jays. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It's, of course, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. We are on the Chiefs week for the Bills. How do we feel?
You sounded so enthused.
Man, I want to. I really do. It's weird coming off a 40-9 win against Carolina. You embarrassed them. Your defense played great. They had 7 sacks. Michael Hoyt looks like a difference maker. And it's not just the Ed Oliver injury that's deflating. It's really not. I think in many ways it's the fact that the offense is exactly what most people think it is, which is, man, James Cook's incredible. And somehow he is even better than he was last year. I think that's inarguable at this point. He is worth every penny to them, mainly because very quickly he's proven he is not irreplaceable. He is irreplaceable. He is not just a cog in a machine. He is a very much focal point of their offense. And without him, I don't know where they would be. But we heard yesterday, Sean McDermott, again, doesn't rest on the laurels of, guys, we won 40-9. My running back had 216 yards rushing. Like, why even go to the passing game? He shared many people's concerns. I think outright saying that your concerns are my concerns.
Almost. Actually, I won't even say almost. In full defiance of what the offensive coordinator said, which is, yeah, we ran for 240 total yards. We didn't need the passing game. We can totally bring it out whenever we want to. Look at Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't love that. Did not love that from Joe Brady.
No.
But it's also that Sean McDermott's comments are flying in the face of the offensive numbers right now. He is a little bit concerned, and it does look like there's a bit of an organizational disconnect from the head coach and at least the offensive coordinator. Maybe even, I don't know. Might even be front office. I don't know. It just
but it was interesting to see McDermott not take, I think, the road that would have been understandable, which is, guys, why are we even talking about the passing game?
And a road that he's previously traveled,
mm-hmm.
but he's not just singing that song. And this has been going on, though, for like the last month. That's the other thing. Ever since the offense has had a little bit of these turbulence issues, let's call them. Because statistically, they're fine when it comes to points per game, everything like that. You know, yards per play.
Expected points per game. They're fifth in the league.
There's a lot of stats that back up that the Bills' offense is fine. But turbulence, I think, is the right word for it. It's uncomfortable sometimes to deal with. And you think disaster might strike at any time. I think it's very interesting, though, that the head coach has been publicly stating it like this. It's fascinating to me. And it almost seems like the head coach wants things to be a little bit more aggressive in an air attack, which goes against the stereotype about him all along.
I think the stereotype, though, on him, and I'm glad you bring that up, I think has always been somewhat of a fallacy, at least in the years where they've been very good. You want to go back to 17 when he first got there in 18, sure. I mean, you probably have an argument there. But since 2020, they've been very progressive in offense. They throw the ball a lot. They go for it on fourth down. McDermott, right. I mean, Sneaky Joe, last week made sure to go back to a tweet when they signed Emmanuel Sanders that he said, I don't want to lose our fastball when talking about the passing game. And he's made mention a lot that he made his career, he developed as a coach under Andy Reid. And so I've always kind of pushed back on that. I think it's a lot of like the Dan Campbell stuff. I think just Dan Campbell, though, people are more willing to forget the press conference and go to, well, actually, he's an intellectual, where it seems like people have been less willing to accept that McDermott is not just defense first, wants to win games running the ball. He mentions it. Like, yeah, you want to have a balanced offense. You want to be able to do everything. And I mentioned this on Sunday with Nate Geary on the Overtime Show. The best teams all want to run the ball. Detroit wants to. Green Bay wants to. Philadelphia wants to. The difference is they can all go to the pass. Philadelphia, a bit shaky on that front. Mm-hmm. But Detroit especially. Detroit has two guys they go to in the run game. Yet, when they want to, they can really open up a pass game. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jameson Williams, Sam Laporta. Everybody eats. I know what that means. Every team does it if they can. If you're good enough, you do everybody eats because you've got enough talent and it's justifiable. I think where the Bills tried to sell it to everyone was that they did have enough talent and that they were going to just spread the wealth. I don't think they do. I think they've got some good pieces. Namely, yep. Dalton Kincaid. I think they have one great piece in James Cook. But past that, it's a real concern on offense. Jeremy was talking about it right when he was wrapping up his show. They lose Josh Palmer. The passing game goes to hell. The Chargers let Josh Palmer go. And if their tackles didn't get hurt, they've never had a problem.
I will say this, though. Ultimately, I do feel a little dirty, you know, having heavy complaints about an offense that, you know, in a game where they score 40 points. I feel dirty. I don't like that. However, I need to be completely honest if I'm going to be in any way critical of it. It's that it's boring. Boring does not mean bad.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, if you're running for 240 yards, you're controlling a lot of games.
And I've mentioned a lot, too, sometimes the most boring thing is actually the correct thing to do, namely with the draft and other stuff, but yeah.
But boring also, if I'm spending entertainment dollars to be entertained in something, I do not want that product to be boring. And I think that's where a lot of it's going to come from for me. It's not about, oh, I don't trust this Bills offense. No, it's just that it's not as entertaining. And that's not wrong to admit. It should be okay to admit if something is boring but effective. They can be both effective, but also boring. It's a passing league. I want to see the team that has this alien freak of nature quarterback be passing the football. It's okay. It's okay to say. Could it come with the risk of interceptions and failed drives and stall outs? Yes. Two of three things that happen when you throw a pass are bad. But it doesn't mean that what they are good at needs to go away either. And that's this fine line that I'm trying to balance on right now. I'm on the balancing beam. I'm not very good at it. But I want to at least try to toe the line of where I am and where I want to be. But where I stand right now is, yeah, it feels weird talking about an offense after they put up a blowout win.
It does help, though. And I don't want to lean too much on Carolina, but it does help that the first half, they weren't very good. They weren't.
It was actually a lot uglier looking of a game, and that's where I stand on this. On the other hand of this, it's vanity for me, and that's perfectly fine for me to admit. Like, they're up 19-3, which is, you're in full control of the game, but good Lord, did you look like the Tennessee Titans, and I mean the ham sandwich, the variation that I hated for years. Oh, they also had a great running game, by the way. So that's, I think, where my disdain comes from, is that it's just boring. And that's okay for me to admit that. It's okay for you to admit it if you feel the same way. Just, I just don't want to hide it and disguise it as something else.
Right. You bring up the Tennessee Titans. Where I sit with this is always, it feels like, I know they're good. They've been good for a few years here.
Mm-hmm.
But when push comes to shove, do I trust that they can score? And we're not even bringing up the defense, which,
right.
I mean, you have the Ed Oliver injury. We'll see with some of the guys coming back. I mean, Harrison played a lot of snaps in his first action ever in the NFL. Great to see. Hoyt looked very good. So maybe the defense is starting to turn around. And if they make a move before next Tuesday's deadline, maybe that's really going to help the defense. And they can play kind of how they want to. I think that's been fair. We've talked to Sal about it a lot, mentioning the defense is not what they've wanted all year, mainly due to personnel and who they have available. But for the offense, the last 2 years, even with how bad that unit has been, the offense has had a chance to win the game, and they haven't been able to close the deal, in part because of their skill position players. There's a multitude of things here. And in part, there's a multitude of things here because they are a good team. But good teams don't win championships. Great teams do. And that's where you see the Chiefs and you see the Eagles, even the Rams from a few years ago when they really went all in. I don't think this Bills team is great. Truth be told, I don't think anyone in the AFC is great. Maybe outside of Indianapolis, but we have to see if Daniel Jones is, you know, Baker Mayfield, or is he going to be more like Sam Darnold from last year, where by the end of the year, oh, okay, there's the warts. You know, all of that stuff laid bare right at the finish line.
And yet even Sam Darnold, that is just for that season where it ends ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Darnold's looked fine, just fine in Seattle, worth the contract.
Absolutely.
So I don't even think that's the way to look at it. I would say, is Daniel Jones Case Keenum, where there's one fantastic year in there.
Oh, yeah, no big year.
And how far do you go because of that? Because Keenum gets the Vikings to the NFC Championship round.
Mm-hmm.
I look at it more of there. Is it Case Keenum or is it, well, a Sam Darnold season? And I'm starting to become more and more convinced that it's more of the former. That he is good enough this year to get it done. Because he's not cost them a single game.
No.
The game that they lose, A.D. Mitchell wears
A.D. Mitchell costs
the dunce cap.
Oh, I'd still take him on the Bills.
Unfortunately, A.D. Mitchell's the one that wears the dunce cap on that game. Daniel Jones plays just fine. Yeah, he throws a late interception, but I do need to see the Colts off a script, though, which is I need to see them playing to come back, not playing with a lead.
Right. Daniel Jones, second half, he's down 7, 10, what have you. How does he look
then? I need him down multiple scores in the third quarter.
I don't know if that's going to happen much this year. Jonathan Taylor is going to run away with Offensive Player of the Year. Did you see what he's on pace for? 29 touchdowns. I mean, he is having an LT31 touchdown, you know, record-breaking type year.
He's unbelievable. Year, but teams can. And this is where the Colts roster, like, I'm actually going to challenge the fact that, like, there's no great teams in the AFC. No, I do think the Colts are for real.
It's been long enough.
It's time.
It's been long enough.
We're heading into week 9.
Listen to this.
They're
expected points contributed by the offense. They're number one, 143.89. Number two is Dallas at 109. They are just
If you want to look at something as simple as point differential, the Indianapolis Colts lead the league at plus 116. The second highest, oddly enough, the Bills are fourth. The New England Patriots at plus 67. That's second. Detroit and Buffalo, by the way, are the other two teams, because I wanted to bring that up there.
But
Excuse me, actually. Kansas City, thanks to Monday night's win.
Kansas City's got
is in
up
second.
There.
It's 83. It's a little more realistic at that point.
I think
but you're
we're
still
at a point.
30 points ahead of the second place team in point differential.
Yeah, I think we're at the point now. You can absolutely take Indianapolis for real. 2-3 weeks ago, I would have told you I'd happily go there in a playoff game because it's Daniel Jones. I don't really know about that anymore.
The Bills,
he's playing so darn well, and Jonathan Taylor looks like he's going to be the offensive player of the year running away. I don't really want to play them. I really don't.
Honestly, it's also, I don't want to play New England in the postseason. They have the formula that can beat this current version or this season's version of the Buffalo Bills. But with the Bills being as flawed as they are, even sitting at 5-2, I think you could get away with saying that about pretty much any playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
Except for like maybe Pittsburgh and Jacksonville at the current standing. Actually, I don't know if Jacksonville's in there anymore. LA. The Chargers I'm not as worried about.
Mm-hmm.
The Chargers have a history of this. The Chargers will always have a history of this. Pittsburgh, I'm not afraid of any AFC North team, quite frankly. Whoever wins that god-awful division.
It's a bad division, yep.
It's a bad division. Pittsburgh's always been fraudulent. I've always said this. And here we are again. Can't wait for their inevitable wild card round loss. However, the Bills this time around, for the first time, I think in this era, this Bean, McDermott, Allen era, you're not going to fully convince me, but you can at least somewhat convince me that there could be a wild card round loss in there for them. The first time ever.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't doubt it at this point. Do I think that they are a better team against whoever they face in the wild card round? Probably. Depends on the matchup. And if they're on the road.
Well, right now, they're the 5, so they play Pittsburgh.
Oh, my God. Next round, let's go.
Yeah.
Easily. But if you gave me a different draw, for example, I might go, I don't love that.
Denver? Say for argument's sake, Denver moves down to the 4?
They could take Denver.
Okay.
There's varying degrees of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Because I say the words exactly as they are. They can take
mm-hmm.
Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean that they will. But, say, Kansas City's hosting them in the wild card round. Hello, darkness, my old friend. You better give it to them. The thing that you can convince me of is this team's not good enough to get to the Super Bowl. And I don't like admitting that.
At least not how currently constructed.
The only safe, safety net that the Bills have right now in this sort of discourse is the rest of the AFC looks mightily flawed.
Yeah, that's literally outside of Indianapolis, I would say. The AFC does not have a great team.
In a season of pile of garbage, you are at least part of the garbage.
Yeah. 803-0550, the number to call. I want to give your thoughts heading into Chiefs week. Well, we actually are in Chiefs week. It's Tuesday. Bills off today. They'll be back in action tomorrow for practice. We'll get our first injury reports as well. But the Chiefs did play last night, 28-7 win over Washington. And I'd argue they didn't play really good at all in the first half. We'll start off today with John on the line. John, how we doing, man?
Good morning, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling in.
I just got a couple things to touch on. First of all, being a diehard Yankee fan, never want Toronto to win a World Series mm-hmm. ever again. I'm not a Dodger fan, but I feel myself pulling for the Dodgers this year,
really?
Please.
Oh, okay. All right.
Definitely. Just couldn't take Toronto winning a World Series. that just pushes my team further and further.
I would say that's fair.
That's the division rival.
I'm saying it as like a Dodgers hater. I'm like, really? No, AL East. I understand.
That's an AL East thing. I get it. I'm sad, but I get it.
I know. And as far as this week's game goes, with Palmer being out, and I don't know how long he's going to be out. Hopefully not long, but I can see another James Cook game. I don't know how you guys feel. This guy is top 2-3 RBs in the league, and just use him for what he's worth. And I think this game, even though it's only the seventh or eighth game, I think it could easily dictate the rest of our season. Mm-hmm. And Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, let's face it, they see blood, they smell blood in the water when they play us, at least in the playoffs. But we seem to play very well in the regular season. This is a home game, and for what it's worth, I don't feel a lot about point spreads, but I don't ever remember being an underdog against the Chiefs at home. It's been a while, but that wasn't too nice to look at. I just want your guys' thoughts. Again, thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks for the call, man. I'm tough with this game. I don't think the Bills will win. I'll flat out say that to start this week. I could change the week goes on. I don't like how they're currently constructed. I agree, though, with the caller. It's going to have to be a James Cook game, and he could absolutely do that. That's the thing. Cook can actually take over a game. It is no longer that he is just a piece to a machine. He is a main focal point of what they do. I think absolutely right now you can argue he's one of the top three running backs in football. Literally, if it weren't for Jonathan Taylor having a LaDainian Tomlinson MVP-type season, I think Cook could have the argument of having the best season as a running back. He just had his career high in rushing yards with 216, and he could have had more. If Carolina puts up any kind of fight at all, he might actually push for some of OJ's records in a game. I think that's what it was. He passed one of Thurman's game in the 90s, and there was like three or four OJ games in the 70s. Like, it's one of the greatest rushing performances we've ever seen from a Buffalo Bill. He is that good. I just don't like going into a fight with the Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes relying on the running back to have to be the reason why you win. In part, it's injuries. As John pointed out, Josh Palmer is not in. And he probably won't play this week. Although McDermott did say everyone's trending, you know, in a positive direction. We'll see how that goes. We'll see about the injury report tomorrow. Some of those guys are limited. Maybe we'll see. But you're in a bad spot. I'm still waiting to see anything from Keon Coleman. And really, I think at this point, I think for many of us, it is just I'd actually rather see less of him. I don't want him leading the team in wide receiver snaps like he did against Carolina. Some of that, though, I think more due to garbage time of just get him out there. He's going to go block. We're not really doing much. We need bodies.
And that's where the boring thing comes in. Because unfortunately, against explosive teams, boring does not always work either. Matter of fact, the Ravens tried to close out the game by being boring in week one against the Bills.
Yeah, most of the Bills' fourth quarter yards were actually considered garbage time
Until it wasn't. But sometimes boring will lose you a game.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are being too safe. And it is a component of the passing evolution of the NFL. How many times have I mentioned it? It's the too high era. That does not mean you cannot attack intermediately between 10 and 15 to 20 yards.
I mean, look at a lot of teams in the NFL.
A lot of teams are doing it. They're just fine. And I look over here at the Bills, and there is, again, either an outright refusal or an inability to do it. And I do not know which one is worse at this point. You either have an offensive coordinator who is just refusing to get on board, or you have an offense and roster that cannot get it done.
Yeah, that is incapable of doing
including decision-making from the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's not go ahead and absolve Allen of any criticism here. If the passing attack's not looking good, there's one player who kind of has a central role in that. Yes, receivers do need to get open. This quarterback also has a tendency to not care if you're covered, if he can make the throw. And he's not doing that right now.
And he's missing guys that are wide open as well. Was it Elijah Moore?
It was Elijah Moore on that deep
sideline. Yep.
So.
I mean, I misses him by like 4 or 5 yards.
Misses him.
And so, yeah, I mean, he's not playing well either. And that's a big part of this, too, is that if Allen was playing well, but we're all sitting here going, man, he's got to go superhero mode, though, to get the pass game going. That's one thing. It's the passing game in its...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Its entirety, that is not really looking impressive at all. And it does start with the reigning MVP at quarterback.
Right.
We'll go back to the phones here. Mark is up next. Mark, how we doing?
Hey, guys. Me on. You guys kind of just started touching on my point. Mm-hmm. Personally, I think Allen's hurt. I don't think it's a matter of something that has to go on the injury report. I think he's dealing with something that is nagging him because this offense isn't even trying, it feels like. Like, unless that swing pass to Shakir, he's missing, like you just said, wide open throws. He missed Shavers on a simple slant route. It's so uncharacteristic. This guy was the MVP last year, and I think the coaches are doing what they can to protect him and just saying, you know, you can hide behind the 40 points this week, and why wouldn't you? I just think they're protecting their guy. And another thing, too, is normally when you blitz elite quarterbacks like Mahomes, like Joe Burrow when he's healthy, when you blitz these guys, they make you pay. That's why teams stress the ability to rush four pass rushers.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys are sending the house on Allen, and he's not doing anything with it. We are not making teams pay. This passing offense should not be this bad. I think it's all on the health of 17, and I hope they figure it out soon because I think they're running into a buzzsaw that they can't keep up with this Sunday. I pray to God I'm wrong. But thanks so much for having me on. I'm happy to listen to you guys.
Thanks for the call, Mark.
Mark, very interesting you bring up the blitzes because that's where I think Allen absolutely needs to be better. Quarterbacks do identify blitz schemes and concepts and where they have to be picked up. I think Steve Spagnuolo in the AFC Championship game uncovered a flaw, be it whether in the offense's dynamic or Allen's protection calls. Because the Bills all of a sudden don't look like they know how to protect the blitz proper. And the quarterback, at the end of the day, has to know that he's hot. He has to expect that there's a free rusher on protection schemes that are sending blitzes. Does the offense have the proper hot route connotated to it? That is something I don't know. Does the quarterback need to recognize that he is hot and he needs to get the ball out? Yes. That part, injury or not, that's a mental aspect of the game.
I do wonder though about the injury. He's played with injuries before.
He's played through injury.
Where
he played through one last year.
And like we all kind of know, like, all right, it's something up his elbow, shoulder.
He messed up his left arm hurtling over people in week one against Arizona.
I also wonder about his left hand though. I think it was the Atlanta game where he clearly did something. It's not enough to get treatment, but it's probably something that's annoying him. I don't know if it's anything too major that in that sense.
It's also like not anything that I'm going on about Allen where it's mostly upstairs.
Yeah. Also, speaking of the blitz, they are now facing a team in Kansas City who blitz is the ninth highest blitz percentage. It's not Atlanta at 40.2%, but is the ninth highest at 26.5%.
Don't forget to join Roswell Park on Saturday, November 1st, as the Buffalo Sabres take on the Washington Capitals for Hockey Fights Cancer Night at KeyBank Center. Puck drops at 7 p.m., but arrive early to hear inspiring stories from Roswell Park's cancer patients and survivors, as well as watching the ceremonial puck drop. Every fan in attendance will receive a custom Sabres scarf. They will also be able to fill out placards in honor of somebody special to them as we come together to celebrate life and recognize somebody in our community touched by cancer. There are also ways to participate from home. You can support Roswell Park through the 50-50 raffle with a guaranteed $50,000 jackpot, as well as bid on exclusive items in the online auction starting at Puck Drop. Tickets are still available. Grab yours and learn more about the 50-50 raffle and auction now at roswellpark.org/hockeyfightscancer. I'm probably going to have to make sure I get to that game.
Mm-hmm.
You guys know I take part in the 11-day power play every year. It does mean a lot there. So hopefully we can see a lot of you out there on November 1st. For Sabres Capitals for Hockey Fights Cancer Night.
803-0550, the number to call. We do have a Sabres game tonight at home against Columbus. 6 p.m. pregame, a 6:45 start, as the entire league will be in action tonight. Some staggered starts. We'll get to your calls when we come back. Rob, Tim, Steve, and plenty more. When we come back, we'll get to you. Also, primetime players coming up at 11 o'clock. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, this is WGR.
Your frustration is my frustration, is my questions, and again, as a coaching staff, we work hard on, hey, let's go back to the drawing board and figure out, you know, what we can do to figure that piece of it out and make sure we can execute at a higher level.
Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott yesterday meeting with the media, kind of continuing what he was saying, or at least in the vein of what he was saying in the post game, when one of the reporters, I don't know who, kind of mentioned, I guess, that, you know, you love to run the ball. He, again, in a game where they won 40-9 and his star running back had 216 yards, he made sure to preface, he never said he loves running the football. He does love physical football, which is fair. We all mentioned
those can be two different things.
They're very different things. You look at Cincinnati, like, it's great that they have all of these receivers, but their offensive line and defensive line are not very good. Where the Bills, really a lot of their success the last 2 years comes from their offensive line is so good at run blocking. Less so pass blocking this year, but very good last year. Yeah, established line of scrimmage. Usually is a good sign for a team, but he's kind of made sure to plant his flag, I would say, in a different spot than his OC. I will also say, though, I think much of Joe Brady, this is more my thoughts on this, I think this much of Joe Brady is good cop, bad cop. He's standing up for his guys. He doesn't want to go out there and go,
yes,
no one's getting open, guys. We cannot pass the ball. It would be very surprising if he said it. I think that's why we're talking so much about McDermott and what he says. It's quite surprising that he didn't take, I want to call it the easy route, but I could also kind of just say the correct route. You won 40-9. I don't think anyone's going to blame you to just ignore the pass game. Guys, we didn't need it. Look what James Cook did. Look at this. He might win Offensive Player of the Week.
Probably should.
Look at this shiny object over here. It was great.
And yet, that's where I think the evolution of Sean McDermott has come from for me. Over these years, he's been more candid. Because he used to be that guy, too. Mm-hmm. Like, he would obviously call things out if they needed to be called out, but he would more or less just kind of be contentious on that sort of thing in the past as well.
Mm-hmm.
Not that Brady's being contentious, it's that that's what used to happen. or at least he'd be quiet about it. He wouldn't say anything.
Right.
He wouldn't be as outwardly. That's where I'm more impressed with the head coach these days. He has looked like he has evolved. He does understand a little bit more, and he does seem to be growing in a different sense to a point where he understands that, yeah, there's an issue and I need to address this.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the thing that still is going to irritate me until my wits end, up until they play against Kansas City on Sunday, this is a long week for me. You want to know why? It's still on the heels of a 31-point win.
Right.
And I feel gross and weird.
Yeah. It should be the vibes are fixed.
Still,
this is the best game, best performance right. they've had since the Jets game. Yeah.
What feeling did you have about that game that made you think, oh, they won by 31 points? I didn't get any of that energy from myself or from any, or not any, but like from a lot of people. Granted, yeah, social media is a hellscape that we all need to probably avoid at these points. Follow me at DerekKramer49. But at the same time, there was not a lot of like incredible positivity about this game that they won by 31 points. I should be talking about how the defense looks very good with defensive additions in the reinforcements from Hairston, Hoyt, and Ogunjobi. However, those vibes get harshed because Ed Oliver tore his bicep.
Mm-hmm.
He has 3 sacks in 3 games this year, and I lose my best defensive player again, this time probably for the rest of the regular season. They have to make the Super Bowl based on Ed Oliver's timeline that he projected. I don't even get him for the playoff push.
No. It's Aiden Hutchinson last year.
Bleep, bleepity, bleep, bleep, bleep. Like, that's my first thought on Oliver at that point. The defense got its best player back, and then they lose their best player. The guy who has superstar qualities to him, who's been playing like it in the games that he suited up for, including the 31 snaps he takes in a 40-9 butt whooping. And I lose him for the year. That's cruelty. None of us deserve this, especially Oliver. He's been playing great.
It seemed like he finally, all of it was hitting.
Everything that we were projecting about it, of the Bills added all these pieces to the defensive line, how's it going to help out Oliver? Oh, brother, was it helping out Oliver? Problem was, they barely got him.
Yeah. 803-0550, the number to call. Promise we get back to the phones. We'll do that right here and keep getting connected to our fans. When we do that, it's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Tim is up next. Tim, how we doing, man?
Fellas, happy Chiefs week. I appreciate you having me on. I just wanted to throw a couple things at you real quick. I'm all on board for them adding a receiver at the deadline, as most people are. What do you think the likely do you think it's likely that if the Bills do go big game hunting, and I don't pretend to know who's truly available and who's not, but do you think if they go big game hunting, it might ultimately have to have the other team take Keon Coleman back in return? Do you think that that's something the Bills should do? I think it would take a lot for Brandon Bean to kind of punt this early on someone's career, but ultimately, like, this may be a hot take or not, but I really truly feel like we could probably replace his current production with somebody like Gabe Davis, and that makes me really sad to say. So that's my first point for you guys. I don't know what you guys' thoughts on that. Secondly, I watched that game last night, and I really truly think that the Chiefs just kind of lean a little bit too much on the backyard football out of script type of plays. And I want to see if you guys think that it would make sense for the Bills to approach this game as, hey, we're going to run the ball and can try to control the clock, but we want to dare you guys to also do the same. So maybe some light boxes, maybe like some NASCAR athlete packages on the defensive line, just to kind of keep Mahomes in check, kind of contained a little bit more, rather than go big body anyway, especially with the loss of Ed Oliver. I was wondering if you guys think that they would attack it that way and just kind of dare the Chiefs to run on them. But and then also just my last point, and I'll let you guys talk. What do you guys think about the Bills potentially bringing in somebody, or at least just for a workout, like Christian Wilkins, just to kind of see what he has left in the tank? And I know it's more of a locker room thing with him, but just I think just kicking the tires on somebody like that might be a good thing for them to do. And thanks so much for taking my call, guys. Appreciate you.
Tim, thanks for calling in, man. Real quick on the big game hunting receiver thing. The reason why I don't think the Bills will do it is because they won't punt on everything they've kind of stuck their necks out for the whole year. I would be very surprised. That's more of a personal thing. Two, I don't think they have the money to go after somebody like a Chris Olave or a Jerry Jeudy. I think Jerry Jeudy might be a really interesting thought because he is doing nothing in Cleveland and seems to just be both kind of a head case himself but also seemingly wasting away.
Also, second-round rookie contracts are fairly cheap. Trading Keon Coleman does nothing in terms of your books and how you have to cook them. Elijah Moore is making more than Keon Coleman.
Yeah.
It's basically the long way of me saying that. They have $2.56 million of cap space available. They don't have the ammunition in the cap space to go big game hunting. You can't even flip a talented, like a prospect type type thing like Keon Coleman because he's
doesn't really help you
because he's only making 2.2.
It doesn't really help you at all.
He's making close to 2.3. That's it. So what? That gives me $5 million of cap space. What's that get me? A contract less valuable than Curtis Samuels. That's the name you need to look at for a player. Like, ready? You're probably paying picks to get rid of that contract in terms of a trade for a wide receiver. You have to.
Yeah.
It's the $9 million cap hit of Curtis Samuel that's kind of holding you back from adding more wide receiver.
We mentioned that
before
the season started of you're paying teams to take that contract. If they were going to move on from it training camp, they obviously never did.
And it turns into
I will mention, too, on the Chiefs as well. Yeah. I don't really think the Chiefs looked that impressive last night. The problem is I didn't think the Bills looked that impressive in their win either. It was one player really doing a lot of work and Andy Dalton really doing a disservice to his team at quarterback. It was really the story of two players, James Cook on the Bills and Andy Dalton on Carolina. The Chiefs, though, yeah, it was a lot of Mahomes off script. I think, though, Rashee Rice is a problem. I think Worthy stretches the defense. But to the caller's point, more athletes and speed. Bills played that game against Carolina, and it was exciting to see Hancock come in on third down in passing situations at safety. Max Harrison getting a good run at cornerback in his first game action. Michael Hoyt being brought back. Those flat out are some of your better athletes on your defense.
The reinforcements have arrived, and I think that's the right way to look at it. The only problem with backyard football and defending it is there's somebody that's always going to be open at some point.
And Mahomes is great at backyard football.
But also, that makes it more important than ever for whoever's going to come in here at the defensive line position. Get home. You have to get home. You cannot predicate on blitzing. You have to make sure that the four guys are getting home and they're doing it responsibly. You have to make sure that your linebackers are healthy. Milano and Bernard do not play in that game against Carolina. Bernard, active, but doesn't really play.
Mm-hmm.
And he was questionable to go to that game anyway.
Yeah.
I don't think that it's going to work as well if you have to play a linebacking core of Shaq Thompson and Joe Andreessen. It's not going to go as well. You need Milano and Bernard healthy, and if not, well, you have to fight through it anyway. We'll see what happens. I'm not doom and gloom about this game because I feel like the Bills still can beat the Chiefs. The Chiefs have been heavily flawed this year. They've lost games that they've had no business losing as well. Matter of fact, Kansas City's third in their division. Take that.
Yeah.
Which has more of an indictment on the East than anything else.
The Chargers also still have that tiebreaker, even how shaky they've been.
Right. The Bills are just a game, well, half a game. One and a half games back, I guess, is the way to say it, because New England does have the head-to-head. But Kansas City's not out of this either.
No.
They lose. Guess who's out of the playoff picture?
Well, yeah, right now, let me grab that if I can. They are the 7 seed, yeah.
Yeah. If they lose, they're out of the playoff picture. The Bills, still sitting at 5-3, could be in it at the end of the day. I don't want to look at the other side of the coin.
And that depends on Jacksonville. I mean, if we're just,
weirdly
end
enough,
of the day, it depends on Jacksonville.
And those are words I didn't think I would ever envision myself saying.
Yeah. Also, on the Christian Wilkins idea, he might be desperate enough. I know it's a bit of a locker room thing. I know he's got his history with Allen and whatever caused him to get released by the Raiders. He might be desperate enough.
You might be desperate enough, but also, ultimately, with what money?
Yeah. 803-0550, the number to call. If you're on hold, we'll get to you when we come back. Also, primetime players coming up at 11 o'clock. Fun weekend of sports across the landscape of sports, not just the NFL, so that should be a good time. Stay with us. You're listening to WGR. Listen, for your chance to win two tickets to see Eric Church with a special guest, Ella Langley, at KeyBank Center on February 13th, courtesy of Messina Touring Group. Tickets go on sale Friday, October 3rd at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Hour number one, rolling along here, Zach Jones and Derek Kramer. Extra Point Show on a Tuesday morning. It's sunny. It was very cold this morning. But you know what?
It's late October.
I know. And that means it's soup season. I had soup yesterday for lunch.
Like,
thrilled.
I was wondering if you were hitting the complaint on it being soup cold season. This morning. And I'm like, it's October 28th. I don't know what to tell you at that point.
Oh, I know, right? But it's soup season. My brother sent me a picture of him making stew yesterday, and I'm like, yeah, baby. There we go.
Or it's also pasta time.
Pasta time, absolutely. 803-0550, the number to call. We go back to the phones. Steve is with us next up. Steve, how we doing, man?
Hey, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I just want to say you guys in general do a really good job.
Thank you.
Kind of taking some of the funk out of the air a little bit. You know, you're positive and upbeat, and you guys always tell it how it really is.
I mean, it's more my tone. I'm pretty negative.
Hey, man.
Thank you, though.
Well, yeah, no, you are, but I'm more than willing to pull up the proverbial couch, and we can get through it together.
Well, you know, I guess my big thing is just everyone is so in love with this vision of what they have with this team used to be, and, I mean, everything they've done in their build and, you know, since Joe Brady has took over, and even as it transitioned from Dorsey, is less excitement, pound the ball down your face, run, pass on third and four if we get there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have, like, you know, I was thinking, when was the last time Allen hurdled anybody or just got to the, you know, to the bottom of his drop, and he didn't wait for someone to get uncovered, and he just booked and went. Where it's, you know, seven Josh Allen rushes, but it's, you know, he's not seen anybody open, and
he just goes,
hits that back foot and goes, and it looks so completely different. And I almost feel that, you know, without Josh Allen, like with that severe threat that he is just going to sprint through you, this passing game is going to have even more trouble opening up, especially with Palmer out. It's almost like these defenders have to sell out to, you know, we got to keep an eye on Josh because he just is not torching us. So,
right. No, I,
that's
Steve,
what I'm most concerned about.
Yeah, I think you're spot on with that, too. And that's, I know some people, I know a lot of people brought that up. It's been a little while. I think there's both a longevity to it of we're good enough to, we're gonna be in the dance, right? And that's the whole, that's the name of the ball game. Get to the dance and see where
get
the
your foot in
fall.
The door and see what happens inside.
But also, like, yeah, what's the most threatening thing for a defender playing Josh Allen? When that dude rolls right.
Yeah.
Like when he starts to roll right, you're like, I don't know if he's going. I don't know if he's throwing it. I'm scared. And you try to make a play. Yeah, it at times doesn't feel like he's doing that. I think this also goes back to the mental aspect too. It has felt like a lot this year too. He's booking late. He's deciding to go a second or two too late where a defender's already right there on him.
And
you don't have that moment of, oh, here we go. And he's also left, I think, some pretty clean pockets. And, you know, you've had some moments where I know people go back to the New England game where he misses. I can't remember the receiver, but they're in the corner of the end zone, but he bails out. By the way, I know the safety only leaves when Allen starts to roll out. So he's not really open. The safety's right there.
So it all comes down to one thing. You mentioned it. He's leaving pockets late. He's leaving them early. It's timing. And it's covered sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that's what that is. And that is where there is an issue with this team. Be it the ability of the receivers or the scheme going on down the field, it's not working. Everyone looked at the dots of the Scorton sack, where Allen ends up getting sacked at the 30-yard line in the first half, and it's just really bad, unfortunate, terrible football play. Nobody's open. And by the time that Ty Johnson over there on the offensive right is available, Josh Allen has looked at his left and sees Derrick Brown coming at him. Mm-hmm. And he has to get out of there. It also might be more responsible rushing going on by a defense. Make sure not to let him go to his right.
And they don't have the receivers to threaten you that if you're
playing a contained type rush, the receivers need to be able to get open and get open fast. And again, it's just tough to watch, even when they're winning, because it's kind of boring. Like, three of Allen's completions are Shakir screens.
Yep. It's what they ran a lot on Sunday. Again, they didn't necessarily need the passing game to win on Sunday.
A quarter of his completions. He was 12 of 19.
Yeah. But we've been seeing this. I mean, you mentioned it's been about a month. We've been seeing the pass game really struggle. And we got the OC going back to the fourth quarter of week one when Baltimore was playing prevent defense, and most of that was considered garbage time until it wasn't. 803-0550, the number to call. If you're on hold, stay there. But coming up next, we've got our primetime performers. It was a great week in sports. We'll get to our top five performers when we come back. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive X Point Show on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.